fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Get up there!
The stage was careening down the mountain trail between Sawyerville and Rapid City. Gloomy Bill Langdon was driving the team hard, and Jake Williams, the guard, objected.
Get up there, Whitey!
Take it easy, Bill. You're not going to make one of these turns. We'll go shooting right over the edge.
Oh, we're late. Those greenhorns at the last stop took too long to change keys.
What difference do a few minutes make?
My job's to get this stage in on time.
Link, I'd rather you brought it in one piece.
You just hang on and mind your own business. Get up there, Whitey.
The stage skidded around another turn, the wheels perilously close to the canyon's edge. But Gloomy Bill had the six in hand under perfect control and urged them on down the straightaway.
Get up there!
Suddenly, a quarter of a mile ahead, a band of horsemen rode down from the wooded slope at the left of the trail and reined up facing the oncoming stage. All of the men wore bandanas pulled up over their faces.
Gee, Horsifat, another holdup! Get that rifle working, Jake! You're shooting too high.
How can I aim bouncing around this way?
Let them have it.
No, there's no chance of getting past them. Pull up.
That means we're losing more time.
If you want to live, pull up.
Oh, leaping cactus. Whoa.
Pull there. Whoa. Oh, I've been hit.
That's it, old timer. You're taking your gold, then you can ramble out.
Yeah, wait, here's the treasure box.
Let's have it.
There.
Don't move until we open it up.
Oh,
stop crying, Jake. You ain't hit bad.
It's the last time I ride this stage. I quit.
You won't be missed.
All right, old timer, go ahead.
Get up there, Whitey. Get up.
It was nearly a week later that the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, made camp in the hills near Rapid City. Tonto went into town for supplies. When he returned, brought news of a half a dozen stage holdups during the past month.
And the sheriff hasn't been able to find any trace of the outlaw gang?
That's right, Kimosabe.
They may have cleared out since the last holdup.
Ah. People not send gold by stage anymore. Stage only carry mail now.
But it's still making regular runs.
A Gloomy Bill drive to Sawyerville one day, come back next.
Who's taken the place of the guard who quit?
Them not have guard.
No guard?
A fellow with express office. Him say him hire good man named Jeff Gordon. Him come from West. Take stage from Sawyerville to Rapid City tomorrow.
Jeff Gordon?
Ah. Him work with Hickok in Dodge City.
But I don't remember any of Wild Bill's deputies by the name of Gordon.
Tonto not remember. But that's what the express man say.
I see. Well, Kemosabe, I think I'd like to be on that stage tomorrow.
Ah. You wear disguise?
Yes. We ride over to Sawyerville tonight. You can meet me with Silver just outside of Rapid City day after tomorrow.
Tonto be there.
Jeff Gordon. Oh, there was no one by that name in Dodge City who worked on the side of the law.
The following morning, in accordance with his plan, the Lone Ranger wore a disguise and was one of the four men who were waiting for the stage in front of the Sawyerville Express office. He studied his fellow passengers carefully, trying to decide which one was Jeff Gordon. And after they had climbed into the stage, he called up to the driver.
May I ride up there with you, or is a seat reserved?
Why, I reckon it's reserved for you. Climb aboard.
All right.
All set inside? Well, here we go, then. Get up, Sassafras! Get up!
For several miles after leaving Sawyerville, Bill gave all of his attention to the team. But when they reached a level stretch, he turned to the Lone Ranger.
I tell you what, mister. This job is getting me down.
Why? You handle the team well.
I'd do all right if I was left alone.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, a man can't keep his record good when road agents stop him two or three times a month. The horse Vanny was six times.
I've heard you've been having trouble.
The last time I was 10 minutes late getting to Rapid City. Sure hope you're going to change all that.
Me?
Sure. You're going to be the new guard. That's the job that Link Carey's got waiting for you. Folks seem to think I'm a little pessimistic. Call me gloomy. But without going too far out on the limb, well, you'll be an improvement over Jake anyway.
Who do you think I am?
Well, Jeff Gordon.
Why?
Because I was expecting you.
But couldn't one of your other passengers be Jeff Gordon?
Nope. I know them. Bronson, the banker from Rapid City, and the two other gents are from Sawyerville. Even if there were folks I didn't know aboard, I'd have spotted you.
Oh, did Link describe me?
In a general way. Of course, he's never met you himself. But the way you carry your guns would have been enough for me. So you worked with Wild Bill in Dodge?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did.
Link's been talking up your shooting all over town. Sure hope you can live up to your reputation and teach them outlaws to steer clear of us. I hate and despise to bring my stage in late. Get up there, Sassafras. Get up! Get up!
It was late in the afternoon when the stage rolled into Rapid City. And during the trip, the Lone Ranger learned the details of all the holdups. Link Carey, the express agent, was waiting in front of his office.
Oh, there. Oh, now, easy. Well, howdy, Link. I brought him. This here is Jeff Gordon.
Howdy.
You're Link Carey?
It's me. Come on into the office.
All right.
Say, you brought me luck, Jeff. We're 15 minutes ahead of time.
Good enough.
So you're Jeff Gordon.
That's what Bill seems to think.
I get it. Not quite used to the name yet, huh?
No, I'm not.
We can talk in here. I'll wise you up a little so you won't make any slips.
Such as forgetting I'm Jeff Gordon?
You've got used to other names. If the sheriff ever found out you were Lefty Collins, I don't know what would happen.
I hear you're going to use me as a guard on the stage.
That's the idea. I had to get somebody who could handle a gun just to keep the folks around here satisfied.
They weren't satisfied with Jake?
Who can blame him? He wasn't even a good bluff. And the first time a bullet happens to wing him, he quits cold. Says that I promised the boys would always use blanks when they held up the stage.
Did you promise that?
Well, just to make him feel easy. Oh. How about you? The first thing is to make you a hero. On the next run to Sawyerville, that's tomorrow, the stage will be stopped. But you're going to drive off the gang single-handed. Simple.
Very.
That makes your reputation. We start getting more passengers, folks will start shipping valuables again. And we'll be ready for the big job.
Oh, that's what I want to hear about.
Now, hold it. There's someone coming in. Hello, Bronson.
Kitty. You've been talking too much. It's got to be stopped at once.
Talking too much about what?
About me and my bank. You're trying to make people lose confidence in it.
You got me wrong, Bronson. It's in the interest of the Express Company for your bank to be solid.
Well, maybe so. But you're only the manager for this district. And I don't think you give two hoots for your company.
I don't like that.
Do you realize that if you don't stop talking, you'll start a run on the bank?
And there is something wrong with it.
Absolutely not. All my loans are well secured. But gold mines don't pay off overnight. I can't call my notes in on a minute's notice.
You should have thought of that when you made them. You're saying your bank couldn't survive a run.
I am not. I could sell my loans to the Sawyerville National and have the gold shipped in to pay off.
And what are you worried about?
I'm not worried. I'm mad. You're trying to run the business. You're a stupid, short-sighted idiot. So is everyone else who's listened to you. This town can't grow and prosper unless the country's developed. I've made every one of my loans in the name of progress.
A man has a right to his own opinions.
All right. If you want to fight Terry, you'll get it.
Does that give you any idea about the big job, Jeff?
I can't say it does.
I'm going to make him sell his loans. There'll be a big shipment of gold coming in on the stage. All clear?
All clear. What happens afterward?
Oh, nothing much. You and I just resign and clear out.
Shortly before 8 o'clock the following morning, the stage was pulled up in front of the express office. Gloomy Bill was adjusting the team's harness and called a greeting to the Lone Ranger as he walked up the steps of the building.
Howdy, Jeff.
Morning, Bill. I'll be with you in a minute.
All right.
Howdy, Jeff. I want you to take a look at this map I've drawn.
Oh, what is it?
The place where the boys will hold you up today. Remember the place? It's where a canyon opens off the trail.
Yeah, I noticed it yesterday. I thought at the time it would be a good spot for an ambush.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the door opened. A man entered. His clothes were travel-stained. His guns were slung low and the holsters tied down.
Which of you gents is Link Carey?
I am.
I just rode in.
What's that to me? Who are you?
Jeff Gordon. Is it all right to talk in front of this hombre?
Yeah. Talk as much as you want to.
Well, Gordon's the name Rankin told me. Did he make a mistake?
No. Gordon's right.
Then what are you looking so funny about?
Rankin sent you here?
Sure.
You got anything to prove it?
Oh, just playing it careful, huh?
Have you got anything?
Well, here's a note. Don't say much.
Let's see it. Yeah. Mister... You that's been calling yourself Jeff Gordon.
Talking to me?
Yeah. What's Rankin's first name?
I don't know.
Why, you...
You're covered, Link. Don't touch that gun in the drawer.
Hey, what's going on here?
This hombre came in on the stage yesterday and said he was Jeff Gordon.
It was Bill said that.
He's found out enough to send you and me to jail for life.
He knows my real name?
Yes, Lefty. Throw your guns on the desk.
Yeah, this is a fine mess to walk into.
Hurry up. The gun in the drawer, Link.
Yeah.
Now, over in the corner, both of you. Take these guns with me. Count 100 before you move from that spot or you'll stop lead.
On the box.
Hey, come here a second, Jeff. Hey, what are you doing up there on the box?
Get up there, get up.
Drop those reins.
Let's go, Eddie.
Stop.
You'll find the stage at the edge of town. Get up there. Get up.
Give me your gun, Bill. That man's an outlaw.
Stop it, stop it. Stop it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. ¶¶ now to continue our story. When the real Lefty Collins walked into the express office and identified himself, Link Carey went for his gun, but the Lone Ranger had him covered. He disarmed both the outlaw and the agent and made his escape in the stagecoach. The six in hand raced down the main street of the town. The stores and cafes gave way to homes, and finally the outskirts were reached. The Lone Ranger saw Tonto waiting at the side of the trail with Silver and Scout.
Ho, ho there, Whitey, ho! Hi! What happened?
Lefty Collins showed up.
Oh, Tonto, afraid of that. Their men ride this way.
Yes, they're after me.
Why not go to the sheriff?
Because I want Link to go through with his plan. They want to catch the whole gang. As I run away, Carey will think I have as much to hide as he has. Easy, big fellow.
Then come plenty fast. Get him up smart.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into the hills and easily outdistanced their pursuit. But when they were sure they were no longer being followed, they circled back toward Rapid City and made camp near the town at nightfall. An hour later, Tonto was standing in the shadows near the cafe, listening to the townspeople's excited talk. He slipped away, mounted Scout at the edge of town, and rode back to the Lone Ranger's camp.
Oh, Scout, hold that, I hold. Easy, Scout.
Well, Tonto, what did you find out?
Me find out plenty. Carey tell Sheriff, you Lefty Collins. Him say you try to kill Jeff Gordon on trail. Take his place.
Good.
Sheriff think you outlaw.
He won't after I've had a talk with him. This is working out just as I had hoped, Tonto.
How you have talk with Sheriff?
We'll pay him a visit tonight.
You go into town with mask on?
No, not right away. We'll wait until the town's asleep.
It was after 2 when the masked man and the Indian rode through the quiet back streets of the town and reined up in front of the sheriff's house.
Oh, sir, oh, sir. Easy,
you wait here and stand guard, Tonto.
Who's there?
Open up, Sheriff. I have some news about Lefty Collins.
Did you say... Well, you're a mask.
And you're covered. Inside.
Ten minutes later, the sheriff and the masked man walked down the street to Bronson's home. When the banker opened the door, he was startled by the Lone Ranger's appearance.
Masked man.
But the sheriff placed a silver bullet in Bronson's hand.
This is the Lone Ranger. We want to have a talk with you.
Come in.
It was 2 days later that Bronson prepared to take the stage for Sawyerville. Just before starting time, he walked into the express office. Link Carey was at his desk, and Lefty Collins was sitting on a corner of it, cleaning his gun.
Link, are you sure this is the real Jeff Gordon?
I'm dead sure.
I can't get over that outlaw coming here in broad daylight and pretending he was your new guard.
Don't let it worry you. We chased him out of the county.
I hope so. You see, I'm taking your advice about the bank.
Yeah?
There are too many people who think I've overextended myself. This portfolio is filled with notes and mortgage papers. I'm going to sell most of them to the Sawyerville National.
Now you're getting smart.
I'll probably bring a lot of gold and cash back with me tomorrow. But I want to be certain there's no danger.
Didn't you hear what Jeff did yesterday?
No.
Tell him about it, Jeff.
It was nothing. Some owl hoots tried to stop us on the way back from Sawyersville. I gave them a taste of hot lead, and they hightailed it back into the hills.
We've got a real guard now, Bronson.
Well, it's really your company's concern. I won't bring the cash back unless you insure it.
Gladly, Bronson.
In that case, I'll go through with my plans.
Good.
That night in Sawyerville, as Gloomy Bill was walking from the livery stable to the hotel, Tonto stepped out of the shadows and touched him on the arm.
What do you want, Indian?
You come with me.
What for?
Well, it's not far. Round corner of building. Me take it to friend.
A friend, you say?
Him good friend.
Well, all right.
This way.
I ever see you before, Indian?
Well, me not know.
Seems to me it was in Rapid City. Say, there was an Indian helped Lefty Collins make his getaway. I got a hunch.
Steady, Bill.
What? A masked man.
Keep your voice down.
Masked man, your friend.
My friend, I recognize that voice. You're Lefty Collins.
That isn't true.
Worst mistake I ever made. I liked your style, mister. You turn out to be a no-good ornery sidewinder.
Oh, him Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
Yeah.
Don't give me no more of your tall stories.
Here, Silver.
His horse is called Silver?
Yeah.
Why, this is the same horse Lefty Collins got away on.
The horse I got away on.
I didn't get a good look at him before. He's sure a beauty. Maybe you're telling the truth, mister.
I am. The man who's riding the stage with you now is a real Lefty Collins. And your boss, Link Carey, has been behind every holdup you've had.
Well, now, not so fast. Jeff Gordon is Lefty Collins, and Link is a crook?
That's right.
It don't seem possible.
It's certain. And from what I learned from Link himself, your stage will be held up tomorrow.
Oh, leaping carcass, I'm going to be late again.
That depends. The sheriff's organized a posse, and he's posted scouts all along the trail.
Then I'll get through.
Not without being stopped. We want the outlaws to attack.
Oh, so you can catch him with the goods, eh?
Yes, Bill.
Mask man, get Lefty first.
What's that?
When the attack comes, we don't want Lefty on the box with you. You meet us again at Boulder Creek.
Well, that's only 10 miles out of Sawyerville.
Right. We'll be waiting for the stage there. Now, here's what I want you to do.
The following morning, Bronson superintended the loading of a treasure box inside the stage. He was the only passenger. At 9 o'clock, Looney Bill was driving hard toward Boulder Creek, and Lefty Collins beside him was forced to hang on.
Get up there! Lean into them traces!
Hey, what's the big hurry?
Never can tell what might happen. I always like to pick up time on the first part of the run. That gives me a little leeway in case we run into trouble later on.
Yeah, what kind of trouble?
Don't matter what kind. Trouble is trouble. And it always takes time.
You sure like to look on the dark side of things, Gloomy.
Yep. I never get disappointed either. No matter how bad I figure things is going to be, they always turn out worse. That's Boulder Creek we're coming to. We're only 5 minutes ahead of schedule.
Somebody at the side of the trail.
Yeah.
White horse in the paint. There should be more.
What do you mean, more?
Nothing. I better get my guns out. Take it easy so I can aim.
Get up there. Who's borrowing trouble now?
I've seen that white horse before.
Sure a beauty. Might be the Lone Rangers. Now, if the army who's riding them was wearing a mask...
He is. I'll get him before he has a chance to shoot.
Gee there, Sassafras!
Take it easy!
Bill deliberately drove the team off the trail, and as the coach lurched over the rough ground, Lefty was unable to steady his rifle.
Get back to the trail!
What do you want to shoot the Lone Ranger for?
I'll show you!
No, you don't. Try shooting from the ground!
A violent shot from Bill knocked Lefty off the box, and he dropped to the ground. Before he could regain his feet, the Lone Ranger had him covered.
Oh, Silver. Whoa, up with your hands, Lefty.
Why, you...
Take his rifle, Silver.
Got him.
Now tie him up.
I am plenty good.
Are you all right, Mr. Bronson?
Yes, I'm fine.
Lefty will be riding in the coach with you.
Well, that suits me. I'll keep an eye on him.
Bill, Tonto will stay with you from now on. I'll go ahead and scout the trail.
Hurry up, Tonto. I was only 5 minutes ahead. I don't want to get behind schedule.
Come on, Silver.
The masked man had disappeared before the stage got rolling. But 5 miles farther on, he rode out on the trail and signaled for the stage to stop. Half a mile ahead, the trail disappeared around a wooded bend. But to the right at the bottom of a steep slope, the lower trail could be seen.
You find outlaw Kemosabe?
They're waiting in the woods around the bend. But there's no sign of the sheriff's posse.
All the other holdups have been closer to Rapid City.
Well, I can't wait any. Now that we're in the hills, it's hard to make up any time.
Could you take the stage down this slope?
You mean hit the trail down below?
That's the idea. Cut off the bend where the gang's waiting.
Well, it's pretty steep, but I think I can stop her at the bottom, all right. I thought you wanted the stage to be attacked.
Not until the sheriff's around.
But if we get past the car...
They'll be able to spot you on the lower trail, and they'll come after you. The sheriff can't be far away. I'll find him, and by the time the gang catches up, we'll be ready to close in.
Well, the shortcut suits me. It'll save time. Gee,
Sassafras,
gee!
Come on,
once the lower trail was reached, the Lone Ranger raced on ahead. The stagecoach was rolling along the level floor of the valley before Tonto saw the outlaw band coming after them and the Lone Ranger heading back in their direction.
Faster, Bill! Faster!
Get up there! Get up!
Only about 100 yards more and you'll be through the pass. The sheriff and his men are waiting there.
Those outlaws won't catch us now. I'm out to break a record.
There, Sheriff. Deep back, Sheriff. Don't show yourself yet. Go on, Bill.
Adios. I'll see you in
town. Hold over. Hold on. Here come the outlaws. All right, Sheriff. Come on. Let's get them. Come on. Bill, there.
As the outlaws raced through the pass, the sheriff and his men closed in from both sides of the trail with their guns blazing. The Lone Ranger and Tonto led the charge on Carey's men. The outlaws, completely taken by surprise, were only able to put up an effective resistance for a few minutes, and then they threw down their guns and yelled for mercy. The Lone Ranger ripped the bandana off the leader's face.
There he is, Sheriff. Link Carey.
Yeah, we hoped you'd be riding with your men, Link, and the masked man figured it for sure.
You couldn't take any chances on the big job going wrong, could you?
Sheriff, this man has left it, Colin. That's what you say. I say he's the Lone Ranger, and the work he did today proves it. All right, boys, start driving the coyotes to town.
Right.
And that evening in Rapid City...
Sheriff, where is he?
We got Lefty in jail with Link and the rest of the crooks.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the masked man. Where is he?
Well, he was here a minute ago.
I got to shake his hand. It's the biggest thing that ever happened in Rapid City.
Well, it sure is. I never had a roundup like this during the whole time I've been in office.
Oh, shucks, I'm not talking about that. Haven't you heard the big news?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Why, doggone it, we clipped 24 minutes off my old time.
No!
Yes, sirree, with the masked man to help, I set a new record for the run. Now, what do you say to that?
Just what you'd expect me to say. There's nobody in the West can beat the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.